Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The Packers had a great regular season with a 12-4 record and their fourth straight NFC North Division title. But as we've said the past three postseasons, the Packers will only go as far in the playoffs as their defense will allow.
Let's start with the 23rd-ranked Green Bay run defense. All eight opponents in the first half of the campaign rushed for over 100 yards, including a season-high 235 yards by the Bears at Chicago Week 4. But in the second half of the season, after moving Clay Matthews inside in base defense and dropping safety Morgan Burnett into the box, the run defense improved dramatically. The Packers allowed just four teams to gain over 100 yards rushing and none more than 113 yards in the last eight games. Defensive coordinator Dom Capers sold out to stop the run, and it worked. Against Dallas this week, can they afford to sell out to stop the NFL's rushing leader, DeMarco Murray, and effectively cover big men like wide receivers Dez Bryant and Terrence Williams downfield? One other area of concern is special teams, where the Packers suffered an incredible 7 block kicks. Shoring up the protection on kicks and punts is an important key for the Packers because block kicks in the postseason will send you to the offseason real quick.
Even in this day and age of video game offensive statistics, you still have to run the football and stop the run effectively. With Eddie Lacy, one figures the Packers can run the football, but will they be able to stop the likes of DeMarco Murray or Marshawn Lynch? Because those are the backs they're going to have to deal with on the road to the Super Bowl. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.